Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going, you guys? I'm here. Welcome to my first talk show radio. I'm going to be showing you guys all the soccer stuff to do, everything you need to know. We'll be talking about. So, well, first, let me introduce myself. My name is Jimmy Beltran, as you can see through the link. Shout out to all the family and friends watching me and listening to me right now. And, I'm 15 years old, born in California, raised in Seattle, and I'm living in Houston right now, trying to pursue my dream of being a commentator later on in life. And, yeah, so I'm doing this to gain experience for commentating, and... Well, this will be a weekly broadcast, so for everyone out there trying to be a weekly supporter of my channel, it'll be once a week showing off every game. Okay, let me show you guys. This is the Spain division, Liga BBVA. So first we have Barcelona up front, 30 games played, 24 wins, 4 draws and 2 losses, 76 points total. Second place, we have Atletico Madrid with 30 points, 21 wins, 4 draws and 5 losses, 67 points. So that's a 9 points difference from first and second. Third place, we have Real Madrid, 30 points, 20 wins, 6 draws, 4 losses, 66 points. Only 1 point behind Atletico de Madrid. We have Villarreal, 30 games played, 15 wins, 9 draws and 6 losses, 54 points. So it's a big, big difference between the top 3 to the bottom from the rest of it. Then we have Celta Vigo, a very different team to beat on the top 5, with 30 games played, 14 wins, 6 draws, and 10 losses with 48 points. So a very big difference there. And now we're jumping to England. We have Leicester City with 31 games played, 19 wins, 9 draws, and 3 losses, with 66 points. It's a very different team to be up first in the table after being exactly last year. They were last place in 20th spot. Then we have the Tottenham Hotspurs with 31 games played, 17 wins, 10 draws, 4 losses, 61 points. So a 5-point difference, but still a very tight game, very tight race to win. Then we have Arsenal at third, 30 games played, one game less than first and second, 16 wins, 7 draws, and 7 losses, 55 points. So another 6 points behind second. Then we have Man City with 30 games played, 15 wins, 6 draws, and 9 losses, 51 points, 4 points behind Arsenal. And then West Ham United. Surprisingly, West Ham is top 5, overrunning Manchester United, Liverpool, and Southampton, with 30 games played, 13 wins, 11 losses, 13 wins, 11 draws, and 6 losses with 50 points, 1 point behind Manchester City. Then we're jumping to Germany right here. Okay, Bayern Munich, 27 games played, 22 wins, 3 draws, and 2 losses, 69 points. Then Dortmund following right behind them with 27 games played, 20 wins, 4 losses, and 3 losses, 64 points. Then we have Berlin with 27 games played, 14 wins, 6 draws, and 7 losses with 48 points. So it's a very big difference from first, second, to compared to third and fourth. Then we have Schalke with 27 games played, 13 wins, 5 losses, and 9. 5 draws and 9 losses, 44 points. Then we have Borussia Dortmund Gladbach with 27 games played, 13 wins, 3 draws, and 11 losses, 42 points. So right now, it's pretty much a tie race between Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund. Now we're going to the Serie A, the Italian league. We have Juve up front, Juventus, 30 games played, 22 wins, 4 draws, 4 losses, 70 points. Napoli, 30 games played, 20 wins, 7 draws, 3 losses, 67 points. Roma with third place with 30 games played, 17 wins, 9 draws, 4 losses with 60 points.
So it's a 10-point difference between Juve first and Roma three. And we have Fluminense with 30 games played, 16 wins, 7 draws, 7 losses, with 55 points. And then fifth, we have Inter Milan, 30 points, 16 wins, 7 draws, and 7 losses, 55 points. So Fluminense and Inter are tied for fourth and fifth, leading 5 points behind Roma with 60. Now we're in the Ligue 1. Well, the Ligue 1, it doesn't really... Let's just say Paris Saint-Germain already won the league with 5 games sparing. 21 points, 31 games played, 24 wins, 5 draws, and 2 losses with 77 points. Then we have Monaco with 31 games played, 14 wins, 13 draws, and 4 losses with 55. So it's a 22-point difference from first and second. Then we have Nice with 31 games played, 14 wins, 8 draws, and 9 losses with 50 points. Then we have Lyon with 31 games played, 14 wins, 7 draws, and 10 losses, 49 points. Then we have Rennes with 31 games played, 12 wins, 12 draws, 7 losses, 48 points. And this will be the Serie A top goal scorer. We have Gonzalo Higuain, the Argentinian, with 29 goals, 31 being penalties. Then Baca, the Colombian, with 14 goals, with one of them being a penalty. And then we have Paulo Dybala with 14 goals and 3 penalties. That's a young star going on for Juventus. And in England, we have Harry Kane leading with 21 goals, 5 of them being penalties. And then we have Jamie Vardy, 19 goals, 4 penalties. And then we have Romelu Lukaku with 18 goals, 1 penalty. Now we have in the League One, we have Zlatan Ibrahimovic with 27 goals, 5 penalties. Then Alexander Lacazette with 14 goals, 2 penalties. And Edison Cavani, the Uruguayan, with 14 goals, 0 penalties. For Spain, we have Cristiano Ronaldo with 28 goals, 6 penalties. Luis Suarez, 26 goals, 1 penalty. And Lionel Messi, 22 goals, 3 penalties. And in the Bundesliga, Germany League, we have Robert Lewandowski, the Poland, with 25 goals, 1 penalties. Then we have Aubameyang for Borussia Dortmund, 22 goals and 3 penalties. And then we have the German star, Thomas Müller, with 19 goals and 5 penalties. And Chicharito, just for all the Mexican fans out there, has 14 goals and 1 penalty for Bayern Leverkusen. For the top assists, we have Douglas Costa with 11 goals, with 11 assists, I mean. And we have Mesut Ozil in England with 18 assists. In the Serie A Italian league, we have Lorenzo Insigne with 10 assists for Napoli. And League One, we have Angel Di Maria from Argentina with 11 assists. And for least and best for last, Spain, we have Luis Suarez with 12 assists for Barcelona. Now we'll be talking about the Champions League. Champions League, we're in the quarterfinals. One of the games against Wolfsburg and Real Madrid. For me, honestly, I think Real Madrid will be going to the semifinals of the Champions League. And, yeah, within the two legs, unless Wolfsburg does a huge difference and makes a huge game, you never know, though. This is the beauty of the game. Never know who will win. Then we have Bayern Munich and Benfica from Portugal. That's a no-brainer. Pretty sure Bayern Munich's going to win easily, going through to the semifinals. But you never know. FC Barcelona versus Club Atlético de Madrid. We're having a Barcelona versus a Madrid derby. Over here in Houston, there's a lot of Barcelona fans, yet a lot of Atlético de Madrid fans. But overall, Atlético's form has been decreasing over the games played, and Barcelona has been undefeated for 39 games. So I think Barcelona has a little slight edge winning these games. And then for the fourth game, PSG and Manchester City. Overall, I think this is a 50-50. You never know who will win. Overall, PSG has the better form in every cup, in every competition. Manchester City, Yep, being their first time going to the round, the quarterfinals in the history of their club, I think this might be the end of it because I don't see them overpassing PSG. And, yeah, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to me. And, yeah, thank you for all the people listening and all the family and members. Shout out to Monet, Kiona, Mikim, Diana, and everyone. This is going to be a short episode. I'm just going to be talking about you guys. I'll just be talking about how I'm going to do this. It's going to be a weekly broadcast. Thank you, everyone. And this will be the end of the first episode. And thank you. The revolution begins. And here we'll be ending off this game like